Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Two beefs on one show.
Man.
That's about to happen right now here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, 6XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. We'll get to that other beef a little bit later on involving J. Will and a certain co-worker of ours. But this beef involving Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, college football always matters, usually not in May, usually not before Memorial Day, until Nick Saban called out Texas A&M saying they paid players, J. Will and Key, and then Jimbo Fisher, he responded by saying, despicable, bad human being, we're done as far as that goes. But that's not the beef that's got center stage right now,
Key,
friend.
Can I tell you how much I love the internet?
Oh, we got. Hold on a second.
What?
I think Kendrick Perkins, ESPN basketball analyst, joining the show right now.
Perk,
what you got going on? You had Jack in the show. What's going on?
What's up? What's up, OG? Freddie Key, what's going on, man?
I was
minding my business, doing what I do on NBA Twitter last night, and I tweeted out before the game. Hey, I feel like I said the Celtics are going to even this series up, and one of Duke's finest, probably one of the greatest to ever put on a Duke uniform, had the audacity to come in and quote tweet me and said, do you want to bet on this? 20 push-ups anytime we on set together live, drop down and give me 20. Okay, well, look, first of all, let me ask y'all this. Do Skunk pay double?
No.
Skunk don't pay double? Okay, cool. Well, listen, Jay Will.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see you right now, but can you drop down and at least give me 10 until I see you again? I mean, can I get my 10?
You got it, man.
Count them out for me, Freddie.
I'm going to give you 10.
Count them out for me, Freddie.
He doesn't have to give you 20. He only has to give you 10, right?
Yeah. I want the other 10 when I see him.
He's doing it right now, right? One. All right. Two. Three. You know, four.
You know, Perk.
Five,
Jay always trying to bet somebody on something.
Seven.
Though. That's why he always gets his ass in trouble.
He
always want to bet.
He cranked out 10
is
for you, Perk.
Is his chest touching the floor?
The chest touched the floor, came all the way up. Touched the floor, came all the way up.
I don't got my knees on the ground doing, you know, those kind of push-ups. I'm doing real push-ups now.
Yeah.
You don't have the audacity to call into the show live. Let me do 10 or 20. Okay, Perk. We going to run it. But what are we doing for game three? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I got Boston by 10.
Ooh.
Oh, and we talking spreads now? Because we're talking spreads, and I like that because that helps me out. Because I'm picking Boston up in the series now.
Yeah?
I have Boston by 10 or more.
Okay, you taking Boston by 10 or more? You're taking Boston under 10, Jay?
I'll take Boston under 10.
Okay, so what's the bet?
He
only got 10 push-ups left, so we might as well bet that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the Heat covering that.
You got the Heat covering?
10-point win? Yeah, I got the Heat to cover
so
that.
So the number's 10? 10 push-ups. There
so
we go.
I owe him 10 push-ups.
Right.
And I'm taking the Heat. So.
There you go. All
okay.
Right. So there we go.
There we go. All right, Perk. I see
all right,
you, Perk.
Well, hey, look, I appreciate y'all, my brother. Spread the key. Y'all hold it down, baby.
Real quick, Perk, I got to ask you one question real quick. Is Luka going to be that dude tonight? They got any chance?
Yeah, that series going seven.
Really?
Luka, listen, let me explain something to y'all real quick. It's the same thing that happened with Boston. When you're coming off of game seven and you have a quick turnaround, one, you don't get a chance to prep, and the other team been waiting on you. I'm not knocking anything that Golden State, you know, did. They were fantastic, you know, on both ends of the floor. I thought especially on the defensive side of things. Mm-hmm. But Dallas looked a step slow.
Okay.
You know why? Because of the travel. The one-day rest, you know, and getting right back into the things. You have to realize what goes into a game seven, the mentality, you know, having that anxiety and then finishing the mission, all of a sudden you relax a little bit. You will see a completely different Luka Doncic and Dallas Maverick team tonight.
Okay.
And what if you don't, Perk?
Oh, they better get this one tonight. Listen, it's none of this Phoenix Suns stuff where – you can afford to go down 2-0 to the Warriors. It just can't happen.
All right, Perkin, I have one more thing for you, and it's just where I went.
Man, you said one quick thing, Jay.
I know. Well, it's multiple quick things. We got my boy Perk. I'm talking to him, damn it.
Yeah.
Perk, all I'm saying to you is I'm watching Ime Udoka last night do his thing, and I'm watching the way this team and their culture is built. And all I could think about is this man was on the staff for the Brooklyn Nets. And I watch, we talk about a strong personality, a leader that is not afraid to tell you, you know, what the players need to hear. And it just makes me wonder more and more about Steve Nash, Perk. Just makes me wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder if Emeka Udoka was the coach of Kyrie and KD and Ben Simmons right now, how that team would be orchestrated, how they would, instead of Steve Nash. I can't help it.
Well, guess what, Jay? Two teams that I don't want to wonder about or think about is the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers, okay?
You're right.
So you can keep thinking about them. I'm not going to keep thinking about them.
Now, right. Perk.
Look, Perk. Keep getting angry now. You know,
now, Perk.
Squad.
That wasn't funny.
May not be funny.
When
but
you
it's
come
true.
Back in the LAPC and your credentials don't work to get in the building at the LAPC, you'll know why.
Come on, Key. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. I'm just saying, man. You know what I mean? We're seeing something new right now.
Yeah, exactly. Keep up the great work, Perk. We'll talk to you soon, brother. Thanks a lot.
All right, Perk.
Appreciate y'all, my brother.
All right. It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt.
Until somebody gets locked out.
Yeah,
I can't get into work. It ain't my fault.
And nothing goes on here, especially with that. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80 as well as tune in. By the way, going back to one beef settled, now that J. Will delivered under 10 push-ups, and he did them right. Next time that happens, we'll make sure there's video evidence. But the video evidence leading up to October 8th involving Texas A&M and Alabama in Alabama, based on college football having this kind of back and forth with Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, I can't even imagine what that's going to look like on college game day. Both of those teams may not have a win on their record. It won't matter. College game day is going to be there on October 8th. Now, we mentioned what Nick Saban said when he was at an event. A bunch of money people there. He let it be known that, hey, Texas A&M paid players to come to recruits. He even singled out HBCU's own Deion Sanders in Jackson State, completely off the rails. Jimbo Fisher responded this way, not even 24 hours later.
Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us? Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well.
What is it that you think he does, Fred?
See, that I'm glad
that we want to find out.
Key, I'm glad you mentioned that, because if you're going to put something out there.
Or did, better yet.
Right. Are you daring people to dig into Nick Saban? Because that's basically what Jimbo Fisher said. He's daring anybody out there that has any kind of ability to find information to go find out devils and bones and bodies being buried when it comes to Nick Saban.
1 million, but he discredited the GOAT.
Completely.
The GOAT of college football. He's like, no, all you guys think is shiny. I'm trying to tell you how murky and how muddy it actually is.
But he's daring people. Well, I mean, when you look at the recruiting landscape of Alabama, Alabama stretches in some places, but they got a wide net, cast a wide net across the country to get players to travel far, man. You know, I ain't saying that I'm not accusing them of cheating, so to speak, in the past, but it just raises my eyebrows to see guys come from different places that's not remotely close to Alabama.
See, I'm not going to accuse him of cheating. I am going to probably accuse him of doing business like every school has done, essentially, to some degree.
Yeah, you're going to flex the rules
a
little
come
bit.
Come on, man.
Sure.
Like, people look to push the rules and the lines as it relates to taxes, everyday people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think some of the most powerful organizations in the United States, academic institutions that get millions of dollars off sports,
absolutely,
is trying to skirt the line or push the line in order to get the right players into universities?
Well, look at Auburn with Cam Newton.
Come on,
Allegedly. Still never put on probation. And all of a sudden that seemed to go away, that investigation, whatever that was supposed to be. With those allegations.
Yeah, $250,000 put it in a pot. That's what it was.
Right, yeah. You know, Jay, you mentioned this on First Take yesterday in terms of, let's not have our heads in the sand when it comes to this. Players being paid, schools paying players, schools paying families. The difference is now you can do it legally when it comes to NIL, when it comes to stuff like that. So if it's going to be out in the open now, then what are we waiting for? And that's my mentality in terms of, okay, now this is here. This is not going away. What are you waiting for to try to make things as transparent as possible so there is no murkiness, to use Keyshawn's term, when it comes to this?
But the problem is,
everybody has a different pool of money.
Yeah.
So I don't want you knowing what I'm giving, because I'm going to feel embarrassed as a university if I'm giving Freddie Coleman X amount and I'm giving Jay Will X amount, and Jay Will turns out to be a better prospect than Freddie, then I got it on the cheap. So it's a little of that going on too.
But see, Key, I look at it like this. Like, this is being competitive in the marketplace, right? So
it's a marketplace.
Well, it is. It's always been a marketplace.
No, it's always been a marketplace.
But but that's, I think it's also up to people like us to talk about it that way. So we stop, like, we remove all this. Well, they're just kids. Like, look, this is labor. Mm-hmm. This is
really
labor.
Is,
and
yeah.
And you kids should get compensated for their labor that they put in. So, mm-hmm. You know, when you join a company, if it's a public company, if you're the CEO, like, sometimes your salary is the salary.
Yeah.
Here's our quarterly earnings.
Right.
Now, one company may have more money than another company, but that's called capitalism.
Sure.
We live in certain places like that.
But
and if you want to win,
Jay,
they got pony up.
Remember, though, Jay, it's not the universities.
That's what I'm saying, though, Keith. So the university shouldn't have any problems showing what their players are getting paid. Just be transparent about it. Like, okay,
well,
this
not,
is an alumni
not the
of
universities,
the university.
Though. It's people connected to the coaching staff or to the athletic department.
And that's where it gets murky.
That's kind of where you're not supposed to. As boosters, you're not supposed to have an influence in a student athlete.
Oh,
going to the university. No, I'm saying that's where it gets all weird. Even though we know where the money is coming from, even though we know if I own a car dealership, and many of them, and somebody wanted to come to my university, I can sign them to an NIL deal and take a picture on the car, put it on the internet in the top right-hand corner and give them $2 million and say they got a $2 million deal.
Or it could be even different. If I have a lot of money, I can just put seed investments in different companies and say, oh, by the way, I'm your majority investor. You're going to give him this kind of deal. Like, there's different ways to dance around it. I mean, you can't – that's what I'm saying. You just might as well be transparent about what guys are getting.
Then you got to find the right boosters because all boosters don't care about the athletic side of things.
Very
you got to find the right money guys.
The right money guys.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones that was at Duke.
Like the AAU programs.
You know,
it's like AAU programs. That's what AAU programs do.
The old line, it's follow the money. It always tells the truth. It has never lied before, and more so now than ever before, with NIL and everybody wanting to get a piece of that, it is not going to go away anytime soon. Thanks for joining us here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's get to something that has gone under the radar this week, not involving Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, but involving the NFL.
Joe Burrow sure looks like he's got it to me. He just has that look, like, right out the gate, like, ooh, that's a ball.
There's something about Joe Burrow that I think that it's not just the swagger and that stuff off the field, but some guys that are, it's like, not human, the pressure goes up, the adrenaline goes up, and the processing goes up.
Yeah.
And that's what Joe Burrow has.
There's no doubt that Joe Burrow, Bengals quarterback, has that it factor. That's what happens when you lead a downtrodden franchise to within a play or two of winning a Super Bowl championship. Let's talk to a man who played for that organization, the Cincinnati Bengals, one of the greatest offensive linemen in the history of the National Football League. He is Anthony Munoz joining us in Keyshawn, Jalen, and Max. And Anthony, first things first, I don't know, did the Bengals call you after the season to see if you had any offensive lineman ability left to protect Joe Burrow?
Good to talk to you guys. Hope you're doing well.
We are.
No, you know, it's amazing because the thing that's really impressed me was, you know, what they did right away. They didn't hesitate. They saw weakness, you know, quarterback that got sacked 71 times during the regular season, 19 times in four playoff games, where Tom Brady got sacked, I think it was 22 times in the whole season. And they saw weakness, and they went and got three really good linemen, Karis Kappa and Collins. And then they lose their tight end, Uzama, and they go out and get Hurst. One time was the number one pick. So I was impressed with that. The fact that, you know, I heard you guys talk about, you know, Joe Burrow. I mean, the guy is amazing. Let's just put it out there. He has the intangible. He has the physical. He has the mental. And you got to keep him healthy. I mean, because as many times he got hit, we know it doesn't matter how big and strong you are in this league, in the National Football League, the guys on the other side are pretty consistently. It takes a toll. So I'm excited about what they've done so far, not only in free agency, but then it gave them some flexibility in the draft. And I thought they did a pretty good job in the draft, getting some multiple position guys, addressing the secondary, and getting the lineman that hopefully is a project and they can bring along. So I'm excited. They showed me that you know, Zach and this whole process that they're doing, they're really serious about it.
Joe Burrow is seen working out without his knee brace on, Munoz, for the first time since his ACL injury. You went through something similar with an ACL. How important is that a guy could do that and look normal?
Well, Keith, thanks. I appreciate that. It's, you know, it just gives you freedom. I mean, it's the confidence that your leg is strong, stronger than it should be, and it's back, and it's 100%. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's all a confidence that, you know, you have the, you know, the brace on there to protect you somewhat, and then once you get it full strength, it's like, okay, now I don't need that protection. It gives me a little more, you know, freedom to move around and stuff, and, you know, it's good to see. I like, you know, as linemen, I was warm because there's so many bodies in the fall and stuff. And so I was all for offensive linemen wearing them, you know, because it's not going to make me any faster if I take it off, Keith. So I kept them on. But you know,
I think we lost Anthony there for a little bit. Freddie, we'll try to get him back with the reception issues that's going on. You know, Cincinnati certainly has an opportunity to do some wonderful things this upcoming season. Now, whether or not they can do it remains to be seen with the division as well as the conference. Mm-hmm. And they got some players. I just think that they burst onto the scene, caught everybody by surprise.
Right.
And when people now have a book on Ja'Marr Chase, a book on T. Higgins and Joe Burrow, a book, not a handful of games – things could be a little bit different coming up this year.
Yeah, Key, I would agree with you. I just think sometimes, you know, when you reach expectations faster than what people expect, then that expectation changes, right? So mm-hmm. you expect that kind of greatness. So it takes a different mentality to continue to fight that uphill battle,
yeah,
Freddie.
No doubt about it. We have Anthony Munoz back, Hall of Fame offensive lineman. Hit him on Twitter, Anthony Munoz, HOF, joining us here in Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio. Anthony, continue your thought that Keyshawn threw that question in terms of making sure the future is going to be a lot brighter protecting Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Sorry, guys, for the disconnect here on the phone. But
all good.
Yeah. I'm excited that he's taking it off. It shows that the leg is 100%. I believe that's what I was talking about. So, therefore, his confidence gives him a chance to, you know, move around a lot freer with it. And, you know, now that they got some guys up front, hopefully he won't have as many guys nipping at his heels and hitting him as much as they did last year. So, I'm excited. I'm excited about what they've done so far and continuing to watch Joe and the guys.
Hey, Anthony, we were just talking about when expectations, when you surpass them faster than what people thought. And, obviously, the Bengals get into the Super Bowl last year. I'm curious, is it always Super Bowl or bust for this Joe Burrow and this Bengals team from now on out?
Well, I mean, I can speak just for myself. When I was playing, that was my goal every year. And I think that has to be your goal as you prepare this offseason and get ready. I think as a unit, as a team, that's what they're talking about. And I think that's what you have to bust your rear end this offseason, not get – allow yourself to get pulled in so many directions is what happens not only as a NFL football player, but now someone that's, you know, gotten the playoffs in the Super Bowl. So you have to really manage that. But I agree. I think you really have to set that bar up there and say, okay, we got there. Now we have to work that much harder. And I'm just going from experience. As a professional athlete, it was Super Bowl my second year. I wanted to go to Super Bowl every year. Pro Bowl, alternate my rookie year, Pro Bowler, my second. I wanted to, as an individual goal, I wanted to be a Pro Bowler and the best every year. So you have to set those that bar up that high every year.
Anthony Munoz, Hall of Fame, all everything, former Cincinnati Bengal, and obviously USC Trojan, joining us this morning on Keyshawn.
Fight on, brother.
That's right, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Joe Burrow told Full Send Podcast something interesting to me. You don't really want to blank to me. Defensive linemen sometimes talk trash, but then I'll make them miss and they won't say anything for the rest of the game. What do you think about the way that he carries himself with the moxie, the swag? I mean, you played with two quarterbacks, one in Kenny Anderson, another in Boomer Esiason. Did you feel like you needed to protect them more when they started kind of running their mouth if they did?
You know, it's funny, Keith. I watched the game now. I said, man, these guys shouldn't talk as much. Maybe just be a little more humble and stuff. And then I watched highlights from our 88 season. I watched Boomer and some of the guys I played with. And I'm thinking, those guys are talking the same way that they're talking today. So I think, you know, that happens. You know, the quarterbacks, the running backs, the wide receivers. And then our job is just to not say anything and just protect them. Either way, if they are, like you say, running their mouth, or if they're just trying to get the job done, that is what I got paid for. That's what the guys up front get paid for. Let them guys, you know, talk, but then let's protect them, because I know the guys on the other side of the football, when they hear that, they shut those guys up. But, you know, so that's just part of our job. That's the mentality that I had, and I believe that's the mentality that offensive linemen have, that you know that's going to be part of their game. They're going to say a few words now and then, and you just got to say, okay, man, the guys across the line are going to be a little more fired up, and I just got to play the best I can, have my A game every single down.
What is the Fatherhood Festival about, Anthony?
Well, I tell you what, guys, we're talking Super Bowl, we're talking, you know, football, but this is the stuff that really, you know, not only when I was playing, but now is very important to me. We're having a Fatherhood Festival at the Pro Football Hall of Fame Village. They're on campus in Canton, Ohio, Father's Day weekend, June 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's the time to bring fathers in, families in, to re-engage, to get engaged with your kids. Friday night, we're going to start. We're trying to fill Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium up. I know that's a big task, but we're going to show American Underdog, the Kurt Warner movie. Bring your blanket. Just come. You know, come from wherever in the country and come. And then Saturday, a full day. Gates open at 9, start at 10, with father engagement, zone, skill, combines with their kids on the field. A day to connect with your kids. And then we're not going to leave the moms out. We're going to have the moms huddle. We're going to have tents on the fields. We're going to pamper the moms with petties and manis and manicures and stuff. So we're going to take care of them too. Saturday night, Jordan Davis, you know, the By Dort Tour, he's going to be performing Saturday night.
Okay.
And then Sunday we're going to wind it up with a brunch there inside the Hall of Fame. I believe it's the Nash Family Center. We're going to have a brunch. We're going to have guys like Sean Alexander and Valerie Alexander there, David Robinson. Jay, I think, Jay, you know all about David,
yeah,
man. You probably saw him a few times. And, you know, Mike Singletary and I will be the host. Mike Singletary, the great middle linebacker for the Bears. We were in the same class of 1998 in the hall. And then it's just, you know, you buy a ticket, go on Ticketmaster.com. You can go to, you know, Fatherhood Festival. I mean, you can get to, and it's for the whole weekend. It, you know, allows you to interact, allows the concert, and then Sunday at the brunch. And to me, that's what it's all about. And more than ever, we need that engagement with dads. And that's what we're doing at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame Village there in Canton, Ohio, June 17th, 18th, and 19th. And we'll have some other former players, and hopefully we'll get some guys that just sign up and come in and, you know, kids 12 and under will be free, but it's just a great weekend for the dads, you know, to, like I said, to engage, to re-engage, and, you know, get away from your busy schedule. We know that dads have obligations. They got to work. They got to provide. This is a time to put the cell phones away, the computers away, and just spend the weekend with your family and your kids and just having some fun with them.
And that is June 17th through the 19th. That weekend, fatherhoodfestival.com. Go on that to get more information, because a great event spearheaded by Hall of Fame offensive tackle and an FOS friend of the show. He is Anthony Munoz joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Always a pleasure, my friend. God bless you, brother, and enjoy the weekend as well. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
All right, Anthony.
Fight on, conquest, baby.
Guys. God bless you, and a big fight on.
Yes.
Let's go, Keith.
Yes, sir.
Man, everybody excited with a USC background.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
You too, Anthony. Right. Anthony Munoz joining us in Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented
just
by
imagine.
Progressive Insurance. I just want to make sure that Keyshawn's going to be okay. Now he's got his fight on out of the way and getting all
just
excited.
Imagine, Freddie, if you'd have gone to USC, you'd be great right now, man. Duke, if you'd have, Jay, if you would have gone to SC, we'd name a building after you, man.
Yeah. Especially with the payments out there now. You just never know from that standpoint. Have I said too much? Have I gone too far here? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max presented
never.
By Progressive Insurance. Never. An NBA champion will tell you exactly what adjustments Jason Kidd better come up with in game two to make sure to get Luka going like that did not happen in game one. That's next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't need everybody seeing how I run. Staring at me, looking at me like I'm eye candy up and down.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're going, it's not going to be a close game.
Thompson, middle of the floor, left side to Curry. Shoots the three and knocks it home. He's uncanny, doesn't have to be square. Finds the spot, rises and hits.
Because we've been away for 2 years and this is a different team, there's more gratitude of being back here and there's more of a sense of urgency on not letting an opportunity kind of slip away. So who knows how it plays out.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Wins, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in. So we got Game 2 tonight involving the Golden State Warriors hosting the Dallas Mavericks. Warriors won Game 1. Steph Curry had an interview with the NBA and ESPN Radio, and he talked about playing against Jason Kidd, who is now the coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
It's special. He's done an amazing job in his first year with Dallas, and they're here for a reason. So and I know him being back in the Bay Area is pretty special, you know, growing up in Alameda and playing for Cal. So it's a lot of storylines there.
Catch that full interview tonight on ESPN Radio. Like we mentioned, coverage before Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals between the Mavericks and Warriors begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Let's talk about another Jason. Have another Jason join us. And he is the Jet, Jason Terry, a man who won an NBA championship and an NCAA championship back in 1997 with the Arizona Wildcats. Hit him on Twitter at JasonTerry31, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And Jet, you heard what Steph Curry had to say. You were part of that championship team with Jason Kidd and Dirk Nowitzki. What was that like going from seeing him then to him being the head coach and doing a great job in his first year to the Dallas Mavericks?
Well, it's just a joy to watch. You know, obviously being his teammate for 5 years, which I was in Dallas, and winning a championship, and then playing underneath him twice, once in Brooklyn and once in Milwaukee. You know, watching his evolution as a coach, watching his ability to not only develop talent, like he did in Milwaukee with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and managed the game with a veteran team like he did in Brooklyn, and they ended up going to the playoffs a couple times. Not winning a championship, but they did have some success of getting that team to the playoffs. And now watching his evolution, you know, winning a championship as assistant, but still evolving as a head coach and learning from his past, I wouldn't say failures because it's all trial and error, but you know, not really meeting the expectations that he and the franchise has set for themselves, but now going to Dallas and having a young superstar and being able to manage him, the rest of the team, and then his ability to adapt and adjust in-game in these series has been on full display. You know, they've gotten to a series with Phoenix and been down 0-2 and then come back and make that a hell of a series, going to a game 7, and just implement an incredible defensive strategy on Devin Booker and Chris Paul and eliminate them. And then to get into this series and to be faced with another adverse situation, it's going to be really interesting to see how he adjusts tonight. But I already know the mastermind that he is by being his teammate and then playing underneath him. I mean, he's going to have a game plan devised to put them in the best position to win tonight. So it'll be interesting to watch. But this is going to be a good series, even though they got blown out in game one.
JT, first off, how you doing, my brother? You doing good?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you, champ.
You too, brother. So it's funny, my short stint I had with Jay Kidd, man, there were some things that I saw him do on the sidelines just as a teammate of his where I was like, damn, he just changed the play like that, and it equated to that. What are examples? Because people say that he's brilliant, right? But, like, what are examples that you saw as a player where you're like, damn, that's next level, just thinking aspect of the game?
Well, his ability to see the game before the game was played or see a play before the play actually happened. He was always two or three steps ahead of the defense. He would always – his calm demeanor, his ability to impact winning came from his IQ, his basketball IQ. And, you know, for me, he would always tell me things like, run your route. If you run your route three times, the fourth time, the ball's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And you had to trust what he was saying. But you didn't hesitate because the way he said it, you just knew. You just believed, right? And then you understood that, you know, obviously this guy has seen all types of defenses, all types of schemes, and he was a student. You know, he studied. He not only studied the other team, he studied the tendencies of the team. And I can remember one game specifically that we played against the Washington Wizards, not the brightest of teams back then, but we ran one play five times in one quarter and scored on five different options on that one play. But that's because he knew how the defense was playing, and he understood if we just ran it to perfection that we would get each and one every single options off that action. And so that's why it doesn't surprise me as a coach, though he's not out there commanding and directing the offense on the floor, he's still doing that from the sidelines, and now he has a high IQ basketball player like a Luka Doncic, who has a very similar skill set that Jay Kidd did, not the scoring prowess of Luka, but the IQ, the ability to see and manipulate defenses. He's just playing PlayStation, man. He just got his Xbox controller over there, and he's just, you know, on the controls, and you can't beat him. He's real frustrating because he sees the game before it even happens.
Mm. Jason Terry, former NBA player in the Jet, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. JT, the similarities between Luka and the Mavs run that this year versus LeBron run in the finals in 2007, what similarities are there between these two?
Well, I equate it to more of the run we had in 06, where we were a dark horse and nobody really expected us to do much. And we ended up in the Western Conference Finals against Phoenix. We knocked them off and go to the finals against Dwayne Wade and Shaq in that finals. We ended up losing, but it's the same type of experience. You know, nobody picked Dallas going into the playoffs. They had a young superstar who obviously impacts winning. He can take over a game. But, you know, we were young. We were a young team, and we just were there. Like, we would just keep playing. Like we didn't have any expectation. Our only expectation was that we'd go out, we'd play hard, we'd execute the game plan that coach presented to us, and we let the chips fall where they may. They're playing so loose. If you watch their shoot-arounds, you watch their practices, they're just loose. They don't know about the bright lights, big stage. All they know is they're going to compete for 48 minutes. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. They're going to get a ball to Luka. He's going to ISO. But they know if they trust each other, they trust the system, then they'll have a realistic opportunity to win. And it's good to see, man. It's refreshing. You know, I'm always a Mavs fan at heart, mm-hmm. But it's good to see the energy back in that arena and, you know, to see them have a realistic chance to win a championship, to compete for a championship.
J-E-T, Jet. He is Jason Terry, NBA champion, college basketball champion. Now, Grand Rapids Gold head coach, hit him on Twitter at JasonTerry30 when getting us ready for game two tonight in the Western Conference Finals between the Mavericks and the Warriors. He joined us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jet, always a pleasure, my friend. Keep up the great work and enjoy game two tonight as well.
All right, JT.
Health and wealth to all, man. Appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. Right back at you as well. Along with Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. We know it always means more in the SEC. So what does it mean that two of the top coaches in that conference are going at it that has nothing to do and everything to do with football?
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the things we talk about involving with additional content, and we time and time again, you guys always mention about certain athletes do things one way, certain athletes do things another way. Then when you guys get involved with your phones, it's a whole different conversation.
Well, no, this whole thing started off because you do not have an iPhone, yeah, and it bothers me.
Why does it bother you?
Because the texts don't – your texts come up green when you're in a group text.
Can you read them?
And if you're on an iPhone – but, no, I can't see the pixelated – can't see the pixelated pictures because they're small. Whereas if everybody had an iPhone, then we all can share the content the right way. Anyway.
Yeah, it bothers me.
Thank you, Key.
Wow.
Got me out here with my bifocals on like an old man trying to see what the screen. And it led to a feeling, yeah, by Alan Yates about Apple CarPlay in, yeah, general, which I don't rock with.
Good.
But apparently Yates feels the same way.
You can't do it, yo. It's too risky.
Yes,
like
it
I
is.
Asked on Twitter, like out of a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm,
how risky would that be? And everyone was like, it's like a 15.
Especially, what's risky? So, Key, because your texts and all your calls be popping up on the screen of your car.
Mm-mm.
Like, say you're in a risque chat, right? And the chat has a certain type of name to
it. Are you speaking from experience?
Maybe.
Yes.
It might pop up on the screen, and then whoever's in the car with you can be like, well, what was that all about? Or, like, if your ex from 15 years ago hits you up, because, you know, it's March, and the Ides of March is a thing. Now you got to explain to your girl or whomever's in the car with you why your old fling is hitting you up randomly on a Thursday.
See, first off, my wife's birthday is the Ides of March, so every time I hear that, you're speaking about her. and Yates, for me,
uh-huh,
it's just like random names. Like, my wife is like, well, who's that?
Mm-hmm. Who's Jenny?
And how do you know her? And like, what? And I'm like, I didn't want to answer and do a 60-minute interview of a text scheme. Hey, man, she's just a work colleague.
Yeah, y'all got to just figure it out, I guess. I don't really have nothing to add to
that. And then this is the part that really got me, though, Jay. Like, I don't know if it was Freddie or Evan that said, like, well, why don't you just delete the numbers? Or don't
have
the numbers.
No. I said
Apple
it.
Doesn't allow you to do that because it's going to hit you with the maybe Jennifer. And it's like, now,
see?
Why?
You
Apple,
brought this on yourself.
Twice.
You brought
Apple,
this on yourself.
Now Apple's guessing. Digging a deeper hole for you to bury.
So now you're shorty like, well, why is Apple saying it's maybe this person?
If
like,
the
who
girl's
is
number is not in your phone,
no,
you don't have to worry about Apple diming
you
out. You
should be able to plug it into your phone, Bluetooth-wise, whatever they call it stuff, and not have the conversation come up, right?
Yeah, like I personally have went back to the Bluetooth thing, but I made a mistake. I did it for like a week, put the Apple CarPlay joint in. Bad decision.
If her number was not in your phone in the first place, you wouldn't have to worry about these.
Yeah,
things.
But sometimes, Freddie, people just got friends.
It's like homies.
You just got cool. Even though you dated a chick, you may not be still. Y'all just cool.
Not even not, though, Key. It's homies that maybe your wife don't like that just hit you. Like, now you have to answer questions.
There goes
like that.
Terry again, huh?
Welcome to Planet Earth.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
If you missed Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this week,
it's Friday.
You missed a lot.
By the way, Jeff, Key didn't know what a roast was before we started this segment today.
That's all Key does is roast people. He
That's what I'm
roast.
Saying.
Wait, people do that on a TV show? I thought we do that every minute of every day.
Evan, has Jay disrespected the Heat?
You were on this show.
First off, lower your tone when you talk to me.
Mr. J. Williams, you were on this show, sir, talking about...
Wait, let me ask you a question, Evan. Are you picking him to win the title?
Hell no!
I think Jay and Key are falling in love.
You see the way he was looking at me? I'm like, hey,
give
I
me
felt
those soft
something.
Eyes.
You know what I'm
give
saying?
Me those soft
I was
eyes.
Like, staring at me, looking at me like I'm eye candy up and down. There's the personality we're looking for. All right, Max, go ahead. We got sports.
Are we ready for sports yet?
Yeah.
And now.
Boy, Al's in Jodeci mode today, isn't he? You guys started that, you and Keisha.
Uh-huh.
You guys got up and started singing.
Okay, I'm going to get the candles right. I'm going to get the incense.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I bet you Mary J. Blige's not in his phone
you
anymore.
You and I?
Nope.
When it comes to Casey and JoJo.
You and I?
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Sometimes I sound just like Jodeci in the shower.
You're almost there.
Real talk?
Yeah, real talk. Presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Just XM Channel 8 as well as tune in. A lot of you had a chance to vote on.
So we start putting lotion on slowly. Like I'm getting
ready we're getting way
night.
Too close with this conversation now, boss.
Man, yeah. What's wrong with you, Jay?
Yeah. When a man starts off putting lotion on himself and there are two men around.
Because I'm looking at Freddie's elbows. I'm saying, somebody to put lotion
no
on Freddie's ass. That's
I
why.
Put lotion on. No. You're not ashing my elbows out when they're not ashy. You ain't about to do that to me.
Light skinned dudes can get ashy too, man.
Yeah.
We ain't the only ones that show up with ash.
What kind of lotion you use, Freddie?
Are you from Bed Bath & Beyond?
What?
Yeah. You've been to Bed Bath & Beyond, haven't you?
You use Bed Bath & Beyond? You don't use no cocoa butter?
No. I go to Bath & Body Works, get my lotion, man.
Bath & Beyond, Bath & Body. What club you work at? Yeah,
no.
You want good lotion, right? Go to Bath & Body Works.
It doesn't have
to
be the Garden.
If I go to Bath & Body Freddie, if I go to Bath & Body Works, I'm going to be coming out of there smelling like a tree.
No, you won't, because they have lotion for men in
Bath
& Body Works.
That's why I said what type of adult club do you work at night, dog?
See, I'm not working at a club at night. I work at Casa de Coleman, and that lotion makes me
Palmer's
smell good.
Palmer's coconut butter.
Yeah, get that Shea moisturizer, man.
You talk about Sanford and Son.
Get
this
Shea moisturizer.
What's next?
Stop trying to point the key. Don't try to deflect
right now. You guys are using lotion from the
1920s. You're talking about you giving me a lotion from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Exactly.
I've never seen
Bath & Body Works.
Go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Freddie, that's why my dark skin is so toned and even.
That's why?
Because the
cocoa butter,
it just blends evenly. And when the sun hit me, it projects.
Look this way. You iPhone... You know, iPhone Cocoa Butter Brothers. Leave the Bath & Body Works alone.
Oh, man.
Bath &
Body Works.
Leave that alone.
Oh, man.
Wait, this is different. This is talking about, like, lotion. You got to moisturize. I don't care how
Freddie,
you do it. You got to moisturize.
How much does the lotion cost? Because I know Bad Bath & Beyond, they got a little pricey.
It's not that pricey,
y'all.
And it probably got glitter in it, too.
No, it doesn't. That's what it
helps exfoliate the skin.
See, first you said ashy elbows, now you're saying I'm shiny. Which is it? Pick one.
You can be sweaty shiny. Don't mean you lotion,
not,
you moisturize.
There's no way I'm sweaty shiny. You know better than that. You know better than that.
That Body Works lotion. Smelling all like agave and
put it this way.
Strawberries, peach.
No matter what, Keyshawn.
That strong saliva lotion.
I'm not doing that. See, that's from 1925 again from that standpoint. That's what should have been at the top of the poll list with what you talk about at 9:45. But the four candidates were Jimbo versus Saban, Tiger the PGA, update on Max Scherzer and the Mets pitcher, and NFL NBA duos because Key and Jay Will can be taking on Bart and Han in a charity basketball game happening in June, and whoever is going to win is going to have $10,000 donated to their favorite charity, and you guys are playing for the V Foundation for cancer research, right?
Yes. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. And we will be donating all that $10,000.
I like that. Too bad you guys didn't win the top because Jimbo versus Saban has 64.7% of the vote. But NFL NBA duos, you guys are going to be doing your thing. What NFL NBA duo, Jay Will, did you want if you had a chance?
I went with Myles Garrett and Kevin Durant.
Okay.
And that's what I went with.
Yeah, that's not a bad duo.
It's not a bad duo.
Not a bad duo. Key, what was yours?
He forgot. No, I didn't forget. I went with trying to think who it was.
Freddie, that's why we skipped the script.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Can't do those things right, Evan?
I think it was LeBron James and...
No. Try to ad-lib, man. Jeez. I couldn't get Key the information quick enough.
I didn't forget.
Key, you can put that on me. Key, you can put that on me from that standpoint. You can definitely put that on me. I'm the one that put that out there. Because I'm trying to get you. I know you guys are hyped for this versus Bart and Han. I know you guys can't wait for this because you already said, Jay Will, that you're not going to try to smoke them, but you're going to try to smoke them.
No. We about to do our thing. It's about to be fun.
Okay.
But like, we don't need to talk about it like the way Bart and Allen want to talk about it. Like, they make it a really big deal.
They trying to talk themselves into losing is what they're trying to do.
Well, it seems like because Bart's ready. I saw Bart last night.
Is he ready?
I'm going by what he told me.
But because he looks ready?
Yeah.
Because his shoulders look strong?
Jay, I'm just a parrot that have been told. I'm just going by
just
what he told me.
Just because your neck looks strong don't mean you're ready to hoop. You got to move around on the court.
Well, Allen Hahn can hoop a little bit, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can 30 years
so can
ago.
I. Man.
I mean, I don't.
Did he have the cocoa butter on back then to make sure he was all geared up?
Alan Hahn does surprisingly use cocoa butter, and yeah. you do not.
And I'm not
Alan
going
Hahn
to.
Is, you know what Alan Hahn is? He's is really he? Tall for no reason.
What do you mean he's really tall? What do you mean he's really tall for no reason?
You know, my mommy said, like, that's a big waste of tall.
Really? Oh, that's a good one. I never heard that before. That's a good one. Big waste of tall like that.
Like I used to tell my man, Ryan Hollins, I tell him, I say, man, you just big for no reason.
It's empty inches right there around, huh?
Like, yeah, that's like empty calories. Now we got empty inches.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
I use all the inches you can get out here. Hey,
I'm walking around 7 feet just because.
Oh, don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Ask Jesse Williams.
Real quick, who you got winning game two tonight?
Hey, yo. What?
Who you got winning game two tonight?
Warriors, man.
Warriors.
I got the Warriors.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, yo!
Stop that.
What?
This has been Keyshawn.
Hey, yo, J-Dub.
What happened?
You guys enjoy your weekend.
You too, guys.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.